There's a famous Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph regarding the Mitzvah of Pru Revu, where he discusses, can one fulfill the Mitzvah of Pru Revu with a mamzer? If someone had an illicit relationship and the child and the union produced a mamzer, and let's say you already have one boy and this is a girl, or you have a girl and the mamzer is a boy, would that be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Pru Revu? So that's the question the Minchas Chinuch raises. Do we say mitzvah haba ba'avera? Do we say it's a mitzvah? We know we have a principle like the Gemara in Sukkah, a stolen lulav, besides not being lachem, we say mitzvah haba ba'avera. It's a mitzvah done through the means of a sin, and therefore it's a no-go. So therefore, we want to do the same thing here. It gets into discussion whether mitzvah haba ba'avera is deraisa, derabanan, but that's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. And in fact, the Ramah quotes, not the Minchas Chinuch, the Ramah quotes the Shita, Haya ben mamzer, kiyim ha-mitzvah, in Beis Yosef b'shem HaRashba. So that's the way we seem to paskin, that even if you, not that you're condoning it, and doesn't mean you're not doing it out there, or you might have to give a din and cheshbon, but regarding the local question, do I get the mitzvah pru revu? So then, the Rama paskin, yeah, so what's the issue? So the Minchas Chinuch has a famous yisod, that what is the nature of the mitzvah of Pru Urevu? Is it the Maisa Bia? Is the act of living together? Or is it the result-oriented? The point is to have children. So the Minchas Chinuch writes that the Maisa Bia is only the Hekshar mitzvah. It's like purchasing the Dalaminim so you could shake it on Shabbos. The actual mitzvah is having kids. As you know that, he has different rayas, but one is, the halacha is that if you have children and then they die before you, so we don't get the mitzvah approval. I wonder, you did the mitzvah. You did the maisa. It must be because it's the result oriented that when you die, you have to leave kids, have to be left over. And he has other rayas, but that's a separate year. We'll see Rav Moshe will take issue with the Minchas Chinuch. But this is the yisod of the Minchas Chinuch. So with this is how he wants to explain how can we fulfill the mitzvah with a mamzer. Because he points out that gives us a klal in mitzvah haba ba'avera. When do we say mitzvah ba'avera? So let's say it's lulav hagazel. Or let's say matzah gzua, the same thing. You steal matzah, and you want to use that matzah leil tetzvah. So we apply the principle, mitzvah ba'avera, it's a no-go, and therefore you do not get the mitzvah. What about if someone is mechal or Shabbos, they carry the matzah from their house to another house and through a Rishos HaRabim, they are Machal Shabbos Doraisa, and then they go and they eat the matzah. So do we say mitzvah ba'avera? So the answer is no. What's the difference? Why is it stolen matzah? We say mitzvah ba'avera and you yotze, and you're not yotze. But by the matzah, if you carry the matzah in Dalet Amos, so then we do. You are Yotze. So the Minchas Chinuch's klal is, when do we say mitzvah ba'avera? At the moment I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm also involved in the avera. So when I'm shaking the lulav screaming out, I'm stolen. So b'shas mitzvah, you are violating the avera. Or when I eat the matzah, the stolen matzah, Leil Pesach, it's screaming, I'm stolen. However, when it comes to, let's say, carrying the matzah, So at 8 p.m. when I carried the matzah, I violated a biblical prohibition. But when I'm eating the matzah at 11 o'clock at night, I'm in, at the Seder, I'm involved in a mitzvah. So therefore, we don't say mitzvah ba'aveira. So that's what the Mincha's Chinuch says. Even if you committed adultery, even a mamzer b'yisr, not just a mamzer b'heter, you committed adultery 9 months ago. When the child's born, you could be sitting home mourning, you could be reading a newspaper, you could be eating dinner. So since the mitzvah is not happening, when do we say mitzvah ba'aveira? It's a very technical answer. And love this. It's only b'shas maisa. It's only at the time when I'm, if at the moment I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, I'm also violating the avera. But if I do the avera now, and the mitzvah is later, so the avera is having the relations with someone else, other than your wife. So that's your Avera, but the mitzvah Purabu is into later. So that's the famous Minchas Chinuch, that one fulfills the mitzvah of Purabu, even with the Mamzer. And therefore, that's what explains, that's why you don't need Kavana, it's a result. In other words, let's say a person, his wife is on birth control. And it didn't work, and she became pregnant. And let's say they had a boy, now it's, they have a girl. Oh, well, you're not Yotzi, you didn't have Kavana. No, because we say, we only say mitzvah srikas Kavana when it's a maisa mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the result, we don't say it. In fact, there was a tshuva from the Stei Yitzchak, who was a contemporary of the Minchas Chinuch. In fact, I think he even wrote him a letter. He has a, he also has a Kiddush, he just explains. See, the Minchas Chinuch writes, why is there no mitzvah haba ba'aveira? In this case, or in general, because there's no mitzvah haba ba'aveira on mitzvahs that don't need kavana. So he's saying is, since as the Minchas Chinuch, it's the result, not the Kavana, so therefore you still have the Kavana. So therefore, that's what the Stei Yitzchak points out, that we don't say that Mitzvah Ba'aveira is connected to Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. If Mitzvahs don't need Kavana, so then you don't say Mitzvah Ba'aveira. That's his from this. So either way, they're explaining why the Ramah, and why there's no, why are Yotzei Purabu with the Mamzer? That's the Minchas Chinuch, it's result-oriented. Ramosha, in the Igris Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chelok Bei Simon Yudches, he says, he doesn't like, it's Mestabish Omar Jerome, because it's not Mestabish to say like the Minchas Chinuch. A ma'isah and stava pruva ino halos abanim. So he says it's difficult to say like the Minchas Chinuch because usually a mitzvah is in your control by definition. So if it's the result, I can't control the result. I can only control the ma'isah. So what is the chiyav? A mitzvah v'chiyav sha'olav hu libo ishto bia gemura she'efshar misa. You have to do a bia gemura with the possibility that the wife can become pregnant. So it's the his askus in the mitzvah Puravu. And he wants to bring a raya from Tosis and Baba Basra, Daf Yud Gimel, Divri Hamaske Kofin, that he gets into, also over the mitzvah Baba there, he says, the Bishas Ha'ara, at the time of the beginning of the Bia, Ka'akar Lav, he says, you violated the Lav, of living with the, told me not allowed to. Though I say the Puravu Amakayim Agmar Bia, but the mitzvah you don't fulfill until the Gemar Gmiya. That's what it says. Aye, so the Rav Moshe says, Hare, the Gemar Bia Neksha Mekayim. By the Gemara Bia, it's considered like you fulfilled Av Shadayin on this Abra Kohal. She definitely didn't become pregnant right away. Kevin Derag Zeh B'yadu Lasos. So he says, so you got close to Tosos and Baba Basra, which seems to go against the Minchas Chinuch, that the Gemara HaBiyah is the mitzvah. And therefore, obviously, that's not the result. And he says, V'chiyev zeh libo ishto ika ala mitzad pru revu. And he says, ad sho yodo ben ovas sho az nifter. His chiddush is that when it says boy, in other words, to fulfill pru revu, you need a boy and a girl. So that's, so it's a mitzvah of having relation with your wife with the intent of having a boy and a girl. So that's continuous every time you do that. However, it's just saying, it's not, if it's not that you don't get the mitzvah peruva without a boy and a girl, once you have a boy and a girl, so you're putter, maybe you become chayiv in another mitzvah, sheves, but you become putter from the mitzvah peruva, and that's the Russian Mishnah of Yevamah, Stav Samachal, Shavu Omer, Kama, Bonim, Mechuyiv Adam, Leholech, Ela Omer, O Yevato Adam, Epiriv Yelim, King Yeshua Bonim. The perushto, the mitzvah perusha of who ab beila sharak ze who biyado ve'engo levato mizead sheyugo banim. And therefore, when you have kids, kfar af beila shabaush kashava you mechayev kajya akum. Yeah, then he goes in. So that's the yisod of Reb Moshe, and that's one of the Gemara in Shabbos. Other places, one of the things you'll be asked in Peruvu asakta, but it didn't say but you mechayev it. So it's a fundamental machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch versus Reb Moshe based on the Baal Tosfos on whether what is the nature of the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. Is Pru Urevu the Maisa Bia? Is it the Oseka, the being Oseka, like Reb Moshe says, and that's the mitzvah. And once you have a boy and a girl, you're exempt, but not that it's not that a person doesn't get the mitzvah. And the Minchas Chinuch says no. He is, it's result oriented. And therefore, he says that we don't say mitzvah baba vera, and therefore, even if you have a child, it's a mitzvah. It's a fundamental. They agree, and they'll have to explain how Reb Moshe answers it. Reb Moshe agrees of Imamzer Ziyotze. I don't have to agree to the other halachas. We have to give pshat in Reb Moshe when he says ki emper revivya, it means that you're exempt from peruvu. We'll have to go through all those gemaras. But the bottom line, that's the fundamental machokes, whether the geder hamitzvah is the ma'isa bia, the gemara habia, like Tosfos and Baba Basra says, or like the Minchas Chinuch writes, it's having children, and that's why. Reb Yochanan, when you convert, so you fulfill the mitzvah peruvu, because you still have children.